Good afternoon, everyone. So first of all, I would like to say time to Dr. Joan to give me opportunity to be here to share and learn with you about aquaculture development experience among Asian countries. So today, so on behalf of the Directorate of Fishery in Vietnam. So I would like to give you a very brief about aquaculture development and governance in Vietnam. So I'm a researcher working at Vietnam Institute for Fishery Economics and Planning. So my presentation today is I focus on four key points. The first, I give you a brief about Vietnam aquaculture development, and the next point is about aquaculture governance, and after that is some gap issue and challenges, and some recommendation follow up for the future development. So I give you a very brief the aquaculture industry in Vietnam. So we can see here it's a very long country, have a very long coastal line. So we also we have a two large delta. So it's make we have a potential water surface for aquaculture. So approximately we cover about 1.7 million hectare of water surface that can be used for aquaculture. So as you can see, it's a very diversified of water surface ecosystem. As you can see, it's now we have also different which it's count at the moment. So from that potential, so we have here is very brief about national strategy for aquaculture development beyond the decision of the Prime Minister to develop aquaculture up to 2020 and vision to 2020 and 2030 and vision to 2030. As you can see, it's some key species. So since we have a very diversified ecosystem that can be used for aquaculture, so we also have a diversified aquaculture species. But some here is the key species for aquaculture, like shrimp, catfish, tilapia, freshwater prawns, marine fish, mollusks, lobster, and also seaweed. So we have here some very brief about the targets that we will have planned to produce in terms of production, export value, and growth rate. And also we look at for the labor force. So that means we in aquaculture sector, we expect the farmer will be trained for example, a labor force for 2020, about 50% will be trained. And for 2030, it's right up to 80%. And the key point here is now the government also target for marine culture. So I just give you very brief about the figure for the area production and expected export value. So we have some very brief about the figure. You can see the national strategy. And so now first we can look at the major aquaculture species and farming system. So we have divided in two system, two kind of water surface system. One is freshwater. So we have another. The largest production of freshwater fish is catfish. I think all of you here maybe know about the catfish story of Vietnam. So normally catfish we before we have two type of farming method. One is culture in pond, the other culture in the cage along the river, because in the Mekong Delta they have a dam of river system. So we have also kids, a culture of cash feed, but in recent years, so it's no longer do a kid culture, but they move into intensive pool culture. So you can see, I give you very brief the figure. Now with the stocking density around from 18 to 125 feet per square meter, or from 5 to 31 feet per cubic meter if you culture in kids. But for catfish, we only culture in Mekong Delta. And the second is a very important freshwater species, carps. But normally we also have a very different species, silver carp, red carps, with a very diversified farming system, monopony culture in pond kids, in the river or in the reservoir in the mountainous area, or even in very traditional VAC system, or rice camp fish, and recently it's railway of tilapia. And also we have a different level of intensification, improved intensive, semi-intensive, and intensive. And the next is tilapia, because it's also important species, the target species for export. So we just have now changed to monocyte tilapia and also red tilapia. Also we have a very diverse system. And next is giant prawn, freshwater giant freshwater prawn, and some the other night climbing birds and snakehead fish. But we have here is distribution, regional distribution of the different type of farming system. But for more of the that kind of species, now we have my success in artificial breeding. So we are very proactive the technology of artificial breeding. So the next is the major, next is bracket and marine culture, and so it's very important a species here is shrimp, including black tiger and white neck shrimp. Exactly, it's white neck shrimp is an important species. So we also for shrimp culture, we also have a very diverse system, farming system, and different level of intensification. So we also have a recent regional distribution and also seed sorts. So for tiger shrimp, for the black tiger shrimp, now we still depend on the natural exploitation for broodstock, but for wild neck shrimp, so we imported species mostly from Hawaii or from Singapore and some other country. But for account for 80% of broodstock for wild neck shrimp. And also marine finfish, we also successful in culture and breeding technique of marine fish, but it's small scale, and we still demand for seed from some Asian country Taiwan and China. And also very important as a bracket species is mollusk, mainly hard clam, chill duck or oyster, and green mussel. It's just some very popular species. And we also have a different farming system now. It's not only we do culture in tidal area, but we also do a hanging rope, or in the case in the bay. So normally it's mainly depends on natural food, and it's more popular in the north of Vietnam and also in Mekong Delta, especially in Mekong Delta for hard clam. and the lobster. So it's mainly distributed in South Central. It's like Khánh Hòa, Phú Yên, and Bình Định province. So only do cake culture, but we also I'm sorry for lobster. It's like mainly depends on natural seed sorts. So we imported a fingerling from some Asian country like Indonesia or also Singapore. So I'm sorry for mistake. And also seaweed. So here is my very brief about my aquaculture production development. You can see it. Now the pattern is now the area of aquaculture. So until 2018, we reached 1.3 million hectare. And as you can see, it's so I just a very thorough bar. It's the Y1 is now it's exploited capture fishery. So we just put here to make a comparison. So from 27, the aquaculture production our weight of the capture fishery, so we can see, and also 2018 the production reached about 7.74 million tons. So we can see it's nice, very fast, rapid expansion, rapid development of aquaculture in Vietnam have some stories. First, we have a policy for expansion of culture area. So we allow the farmer to convert from non-productivity, land rice, and also it's some very low productivity agriculture crop into aquaculture. So that is nice, one of the government policy. And the second is we are successful in breeding techniques. So we can have nice seed enough for expansion of aquaculture area. And the one is gain in productivity is also a put production grow in aquaculture. So we can see in the left hand side it's nice the value turnover it's a value in per hectare, and the right bar is like output per employee. So we can see it's like productivity growing over time. So here is like the figure for 2018. So we can see we are production, we have like total production 7.74 million tons. And aquaculture account for 53, almost 54%. Yeah, so you can see. Yeah, and here is my production structure. You can see it's my most so catfish is 1.4, and shrimp for more than 100,000 ton. So you can see it's my structure of a different species, and also here is my seafood exports, and we also have here is like the figure of seed production of the different kind of species, but we only focus on black tiger shrimp, white neck shrimp, and catfish. So you can see. I think later I can give you the file, and you can have a better figure, because now I just pass very quick because of time constraint, and also. Feed production, so we have also jack feed, homemade feed, and also industrial feed. But industrial feed only apply for semi-intensive and intensive farming of shrimp, catfish, tilapia, and some marine fish, just only pompano now. But we have now 130 aquatic feed company in among the country, and but most of the feeding company is FDI company. It's neither some very famous feed company you might know, and also annually we have some also imported from Taiwan and China. And also it's drug and chemical and probiotic applying in aquaculture at rapid expansion of aquaculture. So the use of drug and chemical and probiotic also increasing. So we can have here is, but I mainly focus on shrimp farming and feed farming. So some kinds of chemical for water environmental treatment, and some additive and micronutrient and enzyme, and some probiotics, as you can see. And here is we also now it's increasing up my standard global gap, BAP and ASC. Yeah, so we can have. So here is nice structure of aquaculture governance in Vietnam. So exactly now you can see from that structure you can very clear. So the government under the government is a Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, and so we also have a Directorate of Fishery, and within the Directorate of Fishery we have a Department of Aquaculture and some related department, and also we have here in the NAPSA is from a province, from a provincial level and district level, and also commune and commune level. So from a provincial level we have a DAT, Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and so also we have a division for fishery, and also we have some related department for veterinary and for quality control. So you can see, and also we have also beside MAT also we have a Montreal and Ministry of Natural Resource and Environment, Ministry of Science and Technology, Ministry of Planning and Investment, Ministry of Health. So we have also some related industries that also governing for aquaculture sector. So at national here, we just make a detail at the national. So Ministry of Agriculture for Development, and also some other ministry and Directorate of Fishery. So here we just make detail from the structure, from the structure. So we also mentioned more detail about, so Department of Animal Health is responsible for minimizing the impact of disease on Vietnam animal health, so including aquaculture. So we also have NAFIQUAT, what we call NAFIQUAT is for agro forestry fishery quality assurance, and only responsible for the quality. So, and also we have different research supporting agency, research institution, national extension center, and community association. So that only support for governing the sector. So also here within DFID we also have the different department that also responsible for different area of aquaculture development, Department of Science and Technology, Department of Conservation and Aquatic Resource Development, and also we have under DFID we also have two center for aquaculture surveying, testing, and accrediting, and for fishery information. So at here it's a local provincial it's management system at is similar to that at national level. So you can see we also have different department. So in terms of legislation and regulation, so we have here it's from unity, from the demand. So we, the National Assembly, have an fix the law, and also the government just government and minister just make a decision and decree to guide the law and follow it by the ministry level. So exactly the basic legislation and regulation of it in Vietnam is now the fishery law 2017. So before we have a fishery law 2003. So it's just a new, but coming to enforce it from January 2019. So we have it's a very fishery law, and I don't want to make the detail, but it adding many regulation to fix the problem that we've already experienced from implementing for fishery law 2003. And so we also have now detailed regulation on for managing aquatic animal seed feed and environmental cheating product. So we have now different condition for the product that can be marketed. And here is my regulation on aquaculture operation. So we have a condition for aquaculture farming. So the new thing here is we also have the key culture species, like shrimp, catfish, and also cage farming in the sea or in the river, we must be regulated. And also for sea culture farming, we also have regulation for nice name the area to use for culture and also the town. So here is below the law, under the law, is we have a circular degree and decision to detail and guide the fishery. And also here is the different example of circular and degree and decision. So for turkey species. And also we also have the veterinary law 2015 is mainly focused on for governing aquatic animal disease in aquaculture, so along with the fishery law 2017. So also we the aquaculture industry also be controlled by some related law like land law, water resource law, and the food safety law, or etc. Yeah, and also we also have a national standard and regulation. So we can see here, national standard is not compulsory, but for national technical regulation, it's compulsory to apply. So we have two kind of one national standard, one national technical regulation. So here is what we call it national standard, it TCVN. But for national technical regulation, we also call it QCVN. So it's a compulsory condition for aquaculture operation and for some area of seed production or food production. So here is the gap. It's we have a different. So along the seafood supply chain, so we have facing a different issue. So now it's climate change, technology, governance. But here we also have country channel, data deficiency, capacity issue, and here is we facing with when we accept to the market. And the problem here is it's the same similar to some other country, because aquaculture Vietnam is still dominated by small scale, so it have to manage or apply a kind of rule and regulation, and lack of stability of aquaculture planning. So I mean here because sometimes they give, even they set up the area for aquaculture, but later they move it to the tourism industry or more attractive industry. And the next one is poor infrastructure and logistics service for aquaculture. And here, because a very small scale farming, so we still lack of vertical and horizontal linkage, like cooperative of production of nutrient linkage, and also increasing risk of like climate change and pollution from the other economic sector. And also, we now facing like. I put it very messy here because we are also now, if aquaculture industry is facing different kinds of certification. So it's hard for the farmer and also for the sector. So here is some recommendation, but before recommendation, I want to put one issue. It's my temporary issue now, because now it's Mekong Delta. It's a major aquaculture production reason. But recently, we also face a problem with the water resource from Mekong Delta, from Mekong system, Mekong River system, because it's now we have faced temporary issue of water resource from the upstream down to the Mekong Delta. So there are many hydropower and electricity have been made, so it's also influenced to aquaculture sector in Vietnam. So here is some recommendation. We made it review some national standard and technical regulation on aquaculture to guide the farmer and producer to apply, and also raising the awareness about provision of the new law for all actors in the supply chain, promoting development of aquaculture cooperative, and also we promoting a public private partnership for contracting some kinds of infrastructure, and also promoting research activity on policy research production model, cooperative or some inclusive business model, seed production and grow out culture technology towards biosafety, food safety, climate change adaptation, or something like that. So I'm sorry because it's a very long, so I just give you very brief. So if you want to hear more about that, so I can give you my presentation to you. Thanks.